I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Bangladesh covers roughly the same area as Wisconsin, but holds a much larger population. Roughly 165 million people live in the South Asian country. Of that, the government considers less than 1% to be Christians. Over 90% identify as Muslims. But Robert, a Christian worker in the country with a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says Bangladesh thinks differently about religion.
I think we really need to understand that we think of your religion as something you can change and adapt and a belief system. In Bangladesh and other countries in that region of the world, it's part of your stamp of identity. There's even indications of it on your national identity card.
Those who start following Jesus often deeply offend their families, facing persecution from local leaders. Please pray the love of these believers would change many hearts. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran has seen the power of prayer at work in Iran. One day he met two Muslim men who wandered into a church. Their father was dying and they were sad. Ansari went with them to the hospital and asked if he could pray to Jesus for the man. They not only agreed, but the whole family joined in.
So as we prayed, the wife had her hand on the toes of her husband who was dying. And all of a sudden she started screaming. He started moving his toe in the middle of prayer. She's like, what's going on? And then in about 30 seconds, the patient who was in coma opened up his eyes and he sat up. He looked up and he looked around and he said, Jesus. And he just laid back down.
Months later, the father and his family visited Ansari's church. They said, we want Jesus. The entire family, including in-laws and grandparents, became Christians. Learn more at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio shares a guide to help you pray for people groups all over the world. Find yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.